Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. It is great to be here on a Monday. Monday. Hey, it's the last Monday before Thanksgiving here. I know a lot of people have some great plans. I want to welcome you to the show. I want to tell you that the Rev's going to be eating some turkey on Thanksgiving Day, just like you. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun munching out and visiting with family and getting at least a good day of rest there. And do you make the turkey? I make the turkey sometimes. Sometimes my wife makes the turkey. Going to be an interesting time this time. Some of my in-laws are coming in, so that's going to be kind of fun. Let me open up the chat tango line here, and we'll get into our little chat session and little talk session that we have. I tell you what, when you work in retail, it gets busy. It gets really busy, and currently I'm helping out in retail right now, and this is the time of the year you don't want to be in retail. This is the time of year that it just gets crazy. But it's all right, you know. You do what you got to do to keep things running, and you do what you got to do to make things happen. I tell you, God is faithful. God is faithful to show up. Whenever you show up, God will show up. God will show up. I want to tell you that our webinar was really great this last week, that we had a lot of people tune in, and that we had a lot of people listening to it. And it's interesting to see how many people are tuning into our webinar. So this week on Midwatch, not the radio show, but the TV show. Midwatch is a TV show. This week on Midwatch, we're going to go ahead and play the most recent webinar we had, that the grass is never greener on the other side. So we're going to play that, and we're going to hope that's going to be on Tuesday night. So if you missed the webinar this past Tuesday, for some reason, if you missed that, you're going to be able to view that on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. That's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock this Tuesday. We're going to have that happen, and I just figured that it would be a good thing to run a little special. And then we'll save the Midwatch show that we were going to broadcast. We'll save that for the following week. I just think it's good follow-up, especially on Monday today, which is our relationship day, our day of relationships. We're going to talk a little bit about the webinar, and hopefully you can view it as well. We've read some parts of my book that I think that was very important to read. But let me give you my address. It is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And I know that several of y'all listen every day, and it's good to hear the results and stuff and see the results online. But I want to encourage you to go ahead and write me or email me. My email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Now, I told y'all on the webinar last week, if you caught the mistake and text me with the mistake, no one got it. The little oopsie on the webinar itself. And I wanted to see if anyone could catch that on the webinar and on the actually on Midwatch show last week. No one caught it. Well, I'll tell you what it was, because I promised you I'd tell you. I hadn't told y'all yet. But it was basically, I kept saying my email address was david@midwatchwiththerev.com, and it's not. It is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. So that was the oopsie on the screen. Every time I'd say that it was david@midwatchwiththerev.com, my name, my email address pop up. It'll say therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, and it is crazy. Yeah, I could have went and made another one and just said David, but you know what? It's okay. It'll broadcast. People see the screen. They'll probably go with the screen. And I haven't got no emails lately of people listening in on my show individually itself, but I've gotten plenty of emails of people listening throughout the day of the entire show. Probably they don't tell me what show they're listening to, but they just tell us great job. They're being blessed. And that's all you want to hear sometimes. It doesn't have to be specific because we have so many shows running. We have so many pastors. If I was to tell you how many pastors and how many radio hosts that we have running and how many shows they're doing, I can't tell you right now. It's just so many. I'm losing count already. But I do know that it is awesome that the people that are getting involved with this station right now are on the ground level. And it's just starting to flourish. We have decided and prayed. I was praying over this for a while, and I just talked to Sister Irma. And she's going to be traveling to Peru this next week or two. And she'll be there for a while, I think throughout the entire December holidays. And what she's going to do out there is she's going to be helping building an orphanage. And we're going to be part of that. Amen. She's doing one in Peru, one in Brazil. But one thing that we're going to be doing out there, and it's a new step for this ministry, and this is how God is doing things. So I'm going to encourage you, if you're interested in creating a channel, a radio channel or a TV channel from your location in whatever country or whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in, please contact me, David@RevMediaNetwork.com, David@RevMediaNetwork.com, or you can write me, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I want to get you to contact me. I'll give you a call back. And the reason I don't give my cell phone number out is because so many people just call. Say, hey, Rev, what's up? And I'm running around and I'm busy. And I'm like, hey, you know, email me. I work really well from email. If you email me, I promise you this, I will email you back. And it won't be that long. I'm always in my email. I have my email going to my BlackBerry. And I constantly am back and forth on email to people that email me. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged about things. And I want you to think about this, because this is what we're going to do out there in Peru. We are going to basically, they wanted to make a station, and I wanted to do the same thing, but I'm going to have it more of a channel. It's going to be more of a channel, because the station takes a lot to put together. I would literally have to go physically to Peru and set all the station up and put everything together, and it's a task. It's a 2-3 week task at least to get everybody trained and on everything that runs. And honestly, I don't have the time or the finances just to drop everything and run out there and do that. So what we're going to do is something even more awesome, and something that we can do from anywhere, and that is create a channel. And we'll create a channel. I won't give you all my secrets, but they're going to be able to stream everything that they have that they put together from Peru on this channel. And just like you come to Radio Channel 1, they're going to have Peru Radio, Peru Channel. We haven't really figured out the name. We're going to talk to them. But when I prayed and said, you know what? This is what I can do. Now, my friends, I know today's Relationship Day. I know today is the day that we do talk about relationships, but we kind of just jibber jabber for a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that before we jump into our subject. The reason I do that, the reason I make that happen, is because I had to pray. Because there's, to me, and I want you to get this, I shared this last night a little bit at church when I was preaching. I didn't get too into it. I jumped into the subject as well after a few minutes. But the reason that I pray about how much time we could put in, because I mean, how many men of God would just jump up and just fly out to Peru and say, praise God, bless the Lord, he sent me out to be an evangelist and a missionary to Peru. How many people do that? I mean, plenty. I know a lot of minister friends of mine that would jump up and say, hey, God sent me to Peru. Isn't that awesome? And I think that is awesome. But you see, I've traveled. I've done a lot of things before I even came out back home to Houston, as far as traveling with the military, traveling in my own, traveling with the ministry for years. So I know the road of traveling, and it's tiresome, but it's good. But I learned this. This is what I learned in all my traveling and all my adventures, I would call them, the adventures of David Yanez. That's going to be a book one day, I promise you. I will write that book one day, The Adventures of the Rev. I'm going to write that title down, The Adventures of the Rev. I like that title. It sounds good. Don't of y'all steal it, because I will take it back. I will write this book. I will publish it. The Adventures of the Rev by David Yanez. You know, today I was asked by a friend of mine if I have any more books. And I'm like, she's already read both my books. Well, I don't think she read Military. I think she just glanced at it. So I'm going to get her a copy of Military, Life and the Power of God. Now, that is a great soul-winning book. If you're looking for a soul-winning book or a book about your first few years walking in faith, this is the book to get, My Military Life and the Power of God. It's always a good seller, and it's a really good seller around this time and springtime and graduation. So pray, my friends, that God will continue to give me the ideas to market these books and to get them out. It's not about the finances. It's about getting this book in people's hands. I have it at the lowest cost I can possibly have without taking a loss. And I think that that's a good thing. And it's wise because we're getting it out there and we're getting people to be able to read the book. But I think that there is still an effort to try and get people to read this book. It's a good book. Everybody that's read it has enjoyed it. I just had it re-edited. I'm going to add some stuff into it. It's going to be an awesome book. But it's good to know that people read your material and that they like it. It's not only good to be know that you put a book out there, but it's awesome to know that people are actually looking at the book and they're excited about it. So, I tell you, my friends, it is easy to just say, okay, God said go out to this place, and you go. But I really feel, and in my experience, and if my voice sounds weird right now, it's because I think I have this sinus thing. I keep sneezing all day, but the show must go on. Amen? The show must go on. But I tell you, my friends, I've learned in my experience of traveling that you better make sure God is sending you. Make sure. Because you get in a mess out there, yeah, God will deliver you. He will. Hopefully. But you have to be able to know for certain that he sent you there so you can pray your way out. I had some missionaries go overseas to India one time, and I was a coordinator for that. I didn't go that time, praise the Lord. But they're here in Houston, and all of them got locked up in jail. And they were locked up for 2 weeks. And we got them released and stuff, and it was a great ordeal. And I think I've shared that before. But I think I have. Yeah, I did. And I was on all these press conferences, stuff like that. It was kind of fun. I was a young man then, very young. I sound young now, but that's just the voice that God has blessed me with. But at the same time, all these people, when they went out there, they got locked up. And they had a challenge in their hearts. And I've seen the extreme part of it where people don't come back. And I've seen the part where people gracefully come back. And then the part where nothing even happens. So what I'm saying, if you're going to go out someplace, make sure God is sending you. But the other reason is this. And I prayed about this. The other reason is this, my friends. You have to make sure that you spend the right time. This is what I shared last night. That you spend the right time and the right things for the right reasons. Write that down. You spend the right time for the right things and the right reasons. You have to make sure you do that. Because if you don't, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time getting everything done you're supposed to get done in life. Life hits you hard, my friends, and we have to hit hard back. But you have to make sure you're spending the right time in things. Now, should I spend 4 or 5, maybe 2 weeks out there, 4 or 5 days, or even 2 weeks out there in Peru? I don't even know how long it'll take me to get to Peru. I know that I'd be okay and everything would be fine. God's with me. I've traveled before. But that's 5 to 7 days to 2 weeks that I'm away from the station, that I'm away from the broadcasting, that I'm away from preaching. And I'll probably be broadcasting and preaching out there. And I could take over my signal in Peru easily. I can easily do that on the computer. Wouldn't be a problem. So you got to make sure you know where you're going. And honestly, I will go to Peru. I know that. Amen. I do know that. I can feel that in my heart right now, even as the Spirit of God touches and talks to me right now. But is it right now? Is the time right now? I think right now, I got to see who out there is really going to take a hold of this. And once someone shows that they're serious, and they not only present the idea, but they jump on board for the idea, and they get the equipment that we need, once they get the equipment, because you got to round up everything, then I'll make sure they get set it up, and then we'll go some test runs and stuff. I'll build their channel, their page, and we'll go with what format they're running. I'll talk to them about that, whether it's preaching, music, or whatever. Everything has to be done in accordance to the work of the Lord, and of course according to our vision as well. And the good thing about it is they will be able to put their shows, their songs, everything will be authentic from their location. And that people from Peru and South America and Central America will be able to view it, but also all over the world. What that does for us at Rev Media Network, it gives us a sister channel, another channel that I don't have to build. See, I have this vision to build all these channels, and now these people will build these channels for me. So what if we do one in Germany? We can have a German channel. We can have a Russian channel. We can have channels from all over the world. And I'm going to put this on our website. I am going to put this on our website. I'm going to put a posting on there. Put channels on website. Channels vision on website. That way, and I write down notes all the time. I don't know about you, but I have a yellow notepad with me. A white notepad, a pink notepad, a blue notepad. What is that other color? A purple notepad. And I have these notepads with me, and each of them coordinate to something. Everything that goes sermons or ideas is in the yellow. Everything that goes books is in the white. Everything that goes relationship sermons, relationship series, or relationship type programs is in the pink. Everything that goes to the men's conferences, which I do men's conferences, and I'm building up a men's website too, and that men's website is Making of Men, and I'm gonna put these shows and seminars on these as well. And the good thing about these webinars is, even though you don't know how many people, I think the last viewing that we had was about 46 people were able to look at that, and that's a lot of people for not even advertising that we have viewing every time we have a webinar. And imagine that 46 turn into 106 to 206 to 306 to 600 to 700 people viewing. So it's like it's starting to build, and you don't despite small beginnings, but you go ahead, you put things together, and you make things happen. I told the church last night, and this is what I told them during my sermon. I said, if you ever felt like God has called you to do something, if you ever been filled in your heart that you're supposed to do something more, if you ever make an idea in you, if you ever have an idea that makes you just want to go out and do it, but you haven't, I encourage you, I challenge you, I urge you to start with something in it. Start doing something in it. And with all my experience and all that I've done and everything that we're getting started, I can tell you this, with a certainty, that start doing something, no matter how small it is, no matter how minute it may be, start doing something in that vision. For us to do radio was just to start recording shows. For us to build the station was just trying to get a space and find out where we can do this from. For us to do video was just go ahead and just find a site and get a camera, no matter what kind of set that we had, and start shooting. And now we're just doing this regularly. Is it making us millionaires? Of course not. Is it changing people's lives? Absolutely. I really think that we have to be able to do something in our vision. So my friends, you may have a vision to help feed people. So do something. No matter how minute it is, no matter how minimal, no matter how small, you do a little. And then a little becomes a little more. And a little more becomes a lot. And all of a sudden, that's all you're doing. We try and put restrictions, or we try and put stipulations for God. Or even we try and orchestrate how everything will come apart, come together to make this thing work. We do. We try and do so much and say, well, if God wants me to do this, I need this, this, and that. Well, I'm going to tell you, my friends, you don't. Start with whatever you have. Now, I share with you
shared with you 2 weeks ago. I told you my nose is stuffed, so I'm not finishing my words. And that is the worst thing. In radio school, when I went to radio school back in the 80s, I tell you what, I did not pass the enunciation class. You see, because I say pretty when everybody else says pretty. And there's a couple other words that I get mixed up with that are more a geographical enunciation. I forget what they called it. It's a poor speech thing. And, you know, I, over the years, just preaching, I've been able to recover over a lot of it. But even now, with this stuffed nose, a lot of that's coming back. So forgive me if the words sound kind of weird, but I'm trying. I want to get this show done today. I want to get this thing running. And I want to be faithful. Amen. It's good to be faithful. I think Pastor touched yesterday. This can go with, well, what did you take home from your church from Sunday? And that is this. And I don't have to play the music. If you want the music, I'll play the music. And I don't even know if I have the music loaded. But we can try. I think we have it. Sound effects. Yes, I do have it. And this is, what did you take home from Sunday? What did you take home from Sunday? Here it goes. This is the music that we've always used. Amen. That is, what did you take home from Sunday? I think what Pastor taught about yesterday was integrity. Pastor taught about something that I think that hits everywhere. He hit something when he was preaching, and it was this. It was, first of all, he goes, I want you to say, where is my Bible? I can find this in my Bible. And I know you're looking like, no, he can't, because last week I think I tossed it. Hey, you know what? I found that scripture that I was looking for. Remember I told you that I wrote something down years ago, and I found it. Now, I'm not going to tell you how I found it, but I found it. No, I didn't have to call anyone. I found it. I actually had to find an old blackboard that I wrote it on. Not a blackboard, but a chalkboard, and it was actually just burly in there. Just burly, burly, burly in there. And I'm going to read you the scripture. It's in Psalms 26, or Proverbs 26. It's in Proverbs 26, excuse me. I went too far already. But anyway, it was about integrity. And it is good to have someone. It is good to have someone in your life that is going to bring the word of God and show integrity. The scripture does read, which I can't find this one, at, it was at church yesterday, and this is not the Bible I had at church. So, don't think my wife is listening right now. But she knows, she has the Bible with her, but she probably don't have it. It's probably in the vehicle. But it's the scripture, and I'll have to find it later. But either way, it talks about a father that handles himself wise with integrity, that he have children that will follow him and walk with wisdom as well. And that's pretty much what the scripture says. But at the same time, it'd be good if I read it to you, right? But at the same time, I don't have it written down. But that's fine. And I think that's true. I think that's true. Is that we don't have that people. People's children will be the result of how you have taken care of yourself in front of them. Your integrity will show through your children. And just like the right, just like the children look at you and understand you and see how good things are and they act in a good way, so are those that watch you and then are under your leadership. So are those that are under your, what would you call, authority in ministry or in life. Wouldn't you want to have, my pastor shared yesterday, wouldn't you want to have a pastor that you can say that you that does everything he says he's going to do? And is supposed to be doing everything he's supposed to be doing, but not only that, but he's able to walk with integrity in front of you, and you, with no questions in your mind, can walk integrity for him. And he hit something yesterday, which I thought was good. He said, look, I'm going to be a good steward. I am going to be a righteous integrity man. I am going to walk good in front of you. In fact, he goes, I'm going to be a testimony that I am at every service. I'm at every service so that I can be a testimony, but not only a testimony, but an example to you that I can be there, so can you. That I'm not just telling you to be at every service, but that you know that I am there. I'm doing the same thing you are. I'm not asking you to do anything I'm not about to ask. Not about to ask of myself. And that's true. You want to be under authority or in a church where you're seeing a man of God lead by example. A man of God walk in the right ways. And integrity starts with you. Integrity starts with you. And I know that a lot of us, you know what? We don't think about it, but how we act and how we finish things is who we are. It's who we are. It says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. I don't know if that was a scripture. I don't think it was. No, I don't think it was. But anyway, I'm going to stop looking for it because I'm not paying attention to what I'm getting done here. But I tell you, my friends, integrity. You have to have integrity, no matter what, in all that you do, in everything that you do. So when I talk about the radio stations, and that was our, integrity was the word, and that was what we learned from Sunday. Here's our song again. Amen. Amen. So when I look at things, my time, I cannot waste it. I cannot waste it. I have to be able to make it. And I have to make accountability for whatever time I use. I'm accountable. And I know that many people might say, well, you know, it's not bad to take a break. No, it's not. In fact, I took a break this last week and didn't really do nothing that day. I did edit in the evening. That's no problem. But at the same time, my friends, and I tend to say that a lot. I got to change that. But at the same time, I am so glad that I can say that I weigh every situation. And I want you to take that. I want you to weigh every situation that's out there. Sometimes a good thing isn't a great thing for you at this moment. I know I'm speaking to someone about that. Sometimes a good thing isn't a great thing for this moment, for you. So no matter what, my friends, I really want you to understand that God has a lot of things planned for you. He does. He expects a lot out of us. But we have to be able to do what we have to do in a timely fashion. integrity. Still talking about it. Still trying to talk about why it's not wise sometimes to take a lot of things on at once. I'm encouraging you, my friends, to do something for the Lord, but I'm also encouraging you to be wise in what you do. Well, you may say, well, now you're talking double standard there, buddy. And now you're like telling us that we shouldn't jump on things when you just told us to do everything a little bit. Well, that's why you must have much prayer and much supplication. Much prayer and much supplication. You got to be able, my friends. You got to be able to have a lot of your mind and heart and soul attached to your whole project. So when you take something over or you start doing something, make sure that it's what you really need to be doing at that time. So I know, like, just taking that Pro channel up, it's something I can do. I know how much time I can put into that. And this is how much I can do with the radio schedule, the TV schedule, plus the work in the morning, plus the preaching on Sundays, plus real estate. I am pretty busy. In fact, real estate is doing a good thing right now. It's starting to pick up for me. And that's a blessed thing, because I can cut back hours where I'm at right now and just focus on real estate. And I don't want to get all into that, but still, that's a good thing. I have nobody on Chattango. What's up with y'all today? I know it's Monday. I know it's boring. I know you can't wait to get off, and I know that it's like this is like the weirdest week to work in any office right now, because so many people are out, and for some reason, even though it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, you're not going to get much work done today. This is probably going to be your most productive day, and you might finish up early because a lot of people are gone for the day, and there's not many people wanting orders out or whatever kind of field you're in. So tomorrow's going to be wind down, and then Wednesday's going to be an off day for a lot of people. In fact, we're not going to be broadcasting on Wednesday, and we will broadcast tomorrow, but you'll have a repeat on Wednesday, or like I like to call them, an anointed service, previously recorded. An anointed service, previously recorded. At the same time, my friend, there you go. Said it again. Say time. I'm going to have to put a tip jar here for every time I say at the same time. I'm going to put a dollar in there. And I'm going to give this money. I'm going to have to give that to my kids. And that'll go to our Spanish CD. We want to get a Spanish CD so we can, from Rosetta Stone. We want the Spanish. There's three levels, and we want all three levels. So that'll go towards that. So at least in my imperfection in speech, we can actually get something out of it. So where's the tip jar? And I'll start putting a dollar in there. I'm going to have to get a tip jar. So that's $1. Okay, I'm just going to write a dollar that I owe the tip jar. And every time I say that, I'm going to have to put a tip jar. Go for the tip jar. So my friends, I think that a lot of times we do not realize how much time and effort it takes to do something. So I'm prepared to only do this much for that. And it's okay. You have to set yourself some boundaries, some guidelines. One thing I told everybody last night at the church service was this. Get your rest. Sometimes it's not as important as the preaching. Hear me out. Benny Hinn was one time going to preach for Catherine Coleman. He ended up showing up at the conference, and he tried to just get ready and start reading again and start praying, because it was one of his first sermons that he was going to do out there in a mass, big old mass of people. And what he did was he ran to Catherine Coleman, and Coleman told him that he looked so tired. He just flew in. They looked so tired that he needed to go ahead and rest and sleep. And just rest. And not do anything else but rest. And when it was time to preach, he'd come up and he was refreshed. In fact, it was the most anointed preaching yet at that time. And I really believe that men and women of God, we need to get rest. No matter where we're at, we need to rest. Wednesday was a restful day for me of last week. Since then, I've been going strong ever since. But Thursday will be a rest day for me. I'll make the turkey, but I'm going to pre-cook some stuff. That way it's easier for Thanksgiving Day. But at the same time... Oh, another dollar at the same time. Said it again. Goodness. Oh, $2 to the tip jar. You're going to help me catch that. Another thing that I need to write is... I'm not quite sure. As I catch up with the words, as I catch up with them, I will write them down. This is the no-say word. I really see this happening, my friends. We're going to get that Spanish CD so I can learn Spanish. I'm tired of not knowing Spanish. And I have a station starting in Peru, so I got to talk to these people in Spanish. Lord, help me. I prayed the other day that God, think about this. If God can go at the Tower of Babel, he took and separated everybody, remember? And he gave everybody their languages. And they all separated and they were left with their families somewhere else because they could only communicate to themselves, and that's how the world was immigrated or migrated. It would be migrated. No, it's immigrated. And when they put them out there, all these people immigrated to other places or migrated. Who knows? I have to ask my wife. She is so much smarter on this stuff than me. Anyway, they all left and went to their own ways. I really think that God's the one that started all these languages out. True. And I may sound crazy to you. So I prayed the other day, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I prayed the other day, and I asked that he give me languages. Would it be awesome for the Rev to come out in Germany, in France, in Italy, in India, in Bangladesh, and all these places with all these languages? So I asked God. I said, God, I have faith. I have great faith. At least I think I do. And I said, God, you're the one that created all these languages. And I am Hispanic, of course, and I have a wee touch of American Indian in me. Don't know what from what tribe or whatever, but a wee touch. And I'm like, Lord, most of my genealogy is from Spain. And I need to know Spanish then. I need to know good Spanish. Because there's good Spanish and there's some sloppy Spanish. I don't want the sloppy stuff. I want the right stuff. I want the stuff that people will say, wow, this is an intellectual man talking in Spanish. That's the stuff I want. I said, God, you are in charge of this. Of course, I can buy Rosetta Stone, and I can go from there. And remember, I told you if you want to do something for God, you got to do your part. And then I also told you that you got to start with a little bit of stuff. So I'm going to get the first CD, and the next CD, and the next CD. And who knows, I may learn Spanish, and the rest of the languages is just come lined up. I am trusting God, because if I want to have a station in Peru, I need to talk to these people in Spanish. So nothing else has motivated me, and praise God, this year, coming up in January, I will start learning. I really, really believe that God has the capability, amen, that he can actually open up the tongue. The tongue. We speak in tongues now. We pray in tongues now. What if God gave you understandment? And he gave you understandment to learn other people's languages and to speak them and to be able to hear them and understand them. What if he can make you read them? And I think that God can. I have no doubt that God can do that. And it's amazing that people haven't prayed that prayer before, and they might have. But if he can open up some people's minds that they can know 36 languages, then like the Pope, goodness, the man knows so many languages. And I think that I can be a studier of languages, and I can a linguist, and I can learn some languages as well. I can pretty much pick up what I need to pick up. I really believe that. Well, I know that today's show is kind of off the chart there on some things, but I want you to be encouraged that the Rev is really okay. It's not the medication. It's not messing with me. But I just wanted to give you an announcement about that. Now, our next webinar is going to be on December the 17th, and it's called Soul Ties. We've covered Soul Ties here on Midwatch with the Rev, but we're going to do a video of it, and we're going to have that play on KeepingMyMarriage.com. That is KeepingMyMarriage.com. You're going to keep your marriage. Keeping my marriage. I'm KeepingMyMarriage.com. KeepingMyMarriage.com. www.KeepingMyMarriage.com. And you can view that. First, you have to register, but I'm going to give a password out to those that register from now on December 17th. The new password coming out. Now, get this. This is going to be awesome. The new password's going to give you complete access at any time to any of the seminars, any of the webinars throughout the entire KeepingMyMarriage.com website. You can log in and view past webinars. You can log in and view current webinars as they are in progress. You no longer would have to register, but you do have to register for the event once to get the password. And then that password's going to be a universal password in a way, and you're going to be able to go into everything unlimitedly. And we'll get that out to you. I know that God has a plan for you. I think one of my one of my friends out there that I was talking to earlier, I was just telling him what we're doing and how things are moving. And you ever feel like you're in time? And this is why I value time. This is why I value time. He went to have lunch today, and I got off early from work, and I was going to head out. And I'm like, you know what? This man's reaching out. You know, I know there's a lot of things I can do. But I was going to run to the gym and go work out and go swim and then head over here to the station after getting my daughter and just, you know, just relax for a little bit and then come into the station and make some phone calls and get some other business stuff done. But I said, you know, this man's really reaching out. He's really reaching out. And normally he would never ask to hang out and have lunch. So I was like, you know what? No matter what I'm doing and how big I'm doing things, I need to be available and attainable. Available and attainable. I need to be within reach. Because if I had soldiers of God, which I don't, right now God did not see fit at this time to give me any disciples to disciple. He's still trying to disciple me. But there will be a time where I have many men of God underneath me and many of God that I'm working with. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it a practice to sit with someone to have lunch like that. Usually, my friends, I tell you what, I have a record for being just out there going, doing things. And I can run all day doing things. But when it's time to knock out, I knock out really quick. My wife complains about that. Man, you snore too much. Are you go to bed so quick? I mean, it's like, takes me forever. Sometimes I have that toss and turn at night. But recently, nah. It's been pretty much lights out. Get up at 3 in the morning. 4 in the morning sometimes. Get things going. But I know that everyone that's listening right now just have to do what they got to do to build what they got to build. And that's part of integrity, is that you make yourself available to others, that you don't become haughty or press God, I have a station. What do I need to meet with you for? Oh, be attainable. And we talked and stuff, and at the end of the lunch, and he actually treated, I was surprised, I was going to buy my lunch and everything, and he's like, no, I got this. I go, you sure? He goes, yeah. I'm like, cool. And we sat down, kicked back, we talked, and then I was like, you know what, man, I'm glad I had lunch with you. And we just talked about some things. I just try to encourage him, and, you know, it's fine. And this is what I told him. I go, you know what, everything I'm doing now is for the future. And that's how you have to look at things, no matter how grim they get. And you got to build what you're building. And I know for a while, we were getting hit hard by the devil. Every time we turned around, I tell you, my friends, every time we walked and turned around, we were going to hit another way. But I'm going to tell you something that I told the church, and we're going to close with this. As I said this, weather the storm. Weather the storm. No matter how hard the wind blows, no matter how many windows bust out, no matter how many things hit, and whatever you lose, the house, cars, jobs, savings, investments, no matter what you lose, those things can be built. But huddle around your family and weather the storm. Because I tell you what, deep down inside you, there is fight. Deep down inside you, there is something more that you know that you are almost there. Don't let go. Don't stop. Don't get destroyed. But believe that God is there. Believe that He has you in His hand. Trust Him. Believe Him. Be a part of Him. But weather the storm. A lot of people are tired, disgusted, and doing crazy things to try and keep their things paid. Right now in this economy, people are working two jobs. But I tell you what, if you do your tithe and do your offering and you do extra, not on your tithe and offering, but you do extra things just to build your income, God's going to bless your primary or bless something in your life. He's not going to leave you out there to dry. Several people have gone into, we've read articles here, they've gone into stores and stole stuff, and people, and even thieves have cried and said they were sorry as they're robbing tellers. People are desperate right now. They're used to the comforts that they have been acclimated to, the comforts that they want and they need in their life, when all they need to do is be comforted with God. They need to be comforted with God. They don't need the comforts around them, but they need to have the comforts of God. I'm telling you, my friends, weather the storm. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, for I have said that I will never forsake thee nor leave thee, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? What men shall do unto me? That's Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you already have. For I have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that you may boldly say, what shall I fear? What men shall do unto me? The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Well, my friends, I believe that's our show today. I really pray that it's been a blessing to you. And I just want to make sure everything's good in your life. And that's why we have the show, my friends. That is why we have the show. We have the show for that reason. And that's our whistle for the day, my friends. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. My email address is david@revmedianetwork.com. The Rev at midwatch@therev.com. And you can write me at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. We'll see you tomorrow. ¶¶